setting the bar, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, try not to feel too bad for this guy. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing $179 million and losing out on a windfall $395 million, you're doing okay.
What in the world did we do?
Okay, so there was an unclaimed winning lottery ticket in California worth $197 million. Now, before you feel too bad, the actual winner, a guy named Faramars, he bought the other winning ticket on accident. Or so he claims, or after realizing he misplaced the first one. So, for example, if you buy a lottery ticket that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you're like, oh, dang, I can't find it, and the lottery is coming up tomorrow, I'm just going to buy another one, and I'm going to buy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right?
Okay.
So the theory is, when his ticket came up the big winner, he waited to claim the prize because he was tearing up his house looking for the first ticket he bought.
Oh, gosh.
Because instead of $395 million, you know, you only have, the lottery knows that two tickets have been bought. So they're only going to give you half.
Okay. All right.
Understand?
Yes.
So he's tearing up his house looking for the first ticket he bought with seemingly the same numbers. When he gave up, he submitted his one ticket. And in the months since, he's tried to make his case to the lottery commission saying, hey, I had both tickets. They're not listening to him because
the deadline's over.
The deadline is now over. And they were not listening to him because they needed to wait until the deadline had passed. So in case the other ticket, you know, came about, right? And so he's claiming he was the guy who bought the other ticket, but he just lost it. Trust me.
So you're telling me he had two, like, gigantic winning tickets, but he can only find one?
Yep.
Oh, my. What are the odds of that?
Right. So, I mean, obviously, the odds are extremely long that someone else bought the exact same ticket as this guy claims, right?
Yeah.
But so are the odds of winning the lottery. So, in any event, like I said, don't feel too bad for this guy. He still won $197 million.
Okay.
But the other $197 million,
$197 million.
He could have had the windfall $395 million. The other $197 million is reportedly going to go to California public schools, so that's not bad.
I mean, it's worth tearing up the house. I'll say that. But if you can't find it, then you land on, okay, well, at least I have $197 million to dry my tears.
At least I can dry my tears like Scrooge McDuck and dive into a big vat of money and dry my tears with some $100 bills. But so his claim is that, look, I was, because the lottery, I guess, the winning lottery ticket, both of them were bought at the same gas station. So his claim is probably accurate.
Well, yeah.
But he just can't find the other ticket. And they're like, yeah, no ticket,
no
dice. And no
trail of the sale at all.
Right, right. They don't have that, right.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So
anyways, it was his $197 million that he lost.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Wow.
I know.
But again, $197 million.
I was gonna say, exactly.
Other
don't
ways
try
to
not
dry
to,
your tears.
Try
yeah.
not to feel too bad for this guy because okay. he's still a millionaire now.
Wow.
But there you go. That is your setting the bar story. You can manage to make it through the day without losing a cool $200 million.
Keep track of those lottery tickets,
friends.
Right, keep track. Keep them in a good place.
I guess that's the moral of this whole story.
Exactly. Because isn't the lottery up to like a crazy amount right now around here?
Well, but, and also make sure you sign your ticket.
Yeah.
Sign your ticket. Because
for
if someone else grabs your ticket and signs it themselves, yeah, it's theirs. So, anyways, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.